with Michael Walters. Michael, how did you assess the game?
Yeah, it was tough. Hawthorn are a quality team, and they came over here to get the job done, which they did. They're fighting for finals this year, fighting for the top eight. They got some experience in that team, and I think there were still 12 three-time premiership players in that side. So we're young, we're going to learn from that. There's no doubt that the boys walked off the field with a little bit of knowledge about how to play the game, and there's no better side to learn from. We came here, we wanted to compete, we wanted to play a fierce brand of footy, but we couldn't hold that for four quarters.
You mentioned the experience. Hawthorn did have the most experienced team out there, while we had the youngest team. So what kind of lessons could they take from that game?
Yeah, like I said before, you got Tom Mitchell, Sean Burgoyne still running around. So there's no doubt that our young midfielders, Chera, Andy Brayshaw, even Stefan Gyro, would have learned a bit from those guys. And we just need to make sure we regroup, stick together as a team. And, there's no doubt we're going to assess the game during the week. But for now, we just want to stick together and make sure we don't fracture as a team.
Brayshaw had 25 touches. He's really building late in the season, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I think it was his first game back in a number of weeks, and for him to come out against a quality outfit, and as you said, have 25 touches. It's a credit to him. It's a credit to his preparation, his rehab when he was out. But we just need him to keep on growing as a player and make sure he backs that up.
A few good performances for Peel on Saturday. Bit of pressure for spots going into next week.
Yeah, definitely. I think Harley had 27. Mitch Crowden as well played some good footy down there. So we just need to make sure that whoever comes in, if there's going to be any changes, whoever comes in plays their role, and that's what we really want. We want our players to learn from their mistakes. But like I said before, there's no better outfit to learn from than the Hawks right now.
Obviously a big game next week. What are the boys going to be looking at to take on the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, West Coast are flying at the moment, and we just need to make sure we, as I said, don't fracture, stick together as a group. We're going to assess the game today against the Hawks during the week, but we're going to come back and try and put a four-quarter effort in again next week against West Coast, because we know what sort of team they are as well.
Great, thanks, Sonny.
Thank you.